Don't mind if I put my COVID foot up on the counter.
COVID feet.
There. I'm comfortable.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to take this angle with you in this room because I am probably 5 steps away from the hole appearing in the crotch of my pants.
Oh, no.
They are on the last legs. These jeans, and I haven't blown a hole in them yet, but I can tell, I sense that it's close.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very conscious of where I'm walking and how I'm sitting.
Will it be a rip, or will you just finally, will skin touch?
Skin will touch. Yeah. It won't be a dramatic rip, but I feel like I'm dangerously close to my basic instinct moment.
Gross. You know what? It's funny how many pairs of jeans I go through. I buy the exact same jeans over and over again. Levi's 512s, you know, if you want to wear cool jeans.
I got the 541s.
541s?
That's what I wear.
Oh, got to go 512, skinny leg, but not overly skinny. Like, I don't want to look like the guy who's stayed way too long at the skinny jean party. Like, just, I like the tapered, the way they, look at the way they sit on top of my boot. Look at that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're just about to come through, and that's why you're sitting kind of precariously, like you're taking a weird angle with me.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the side of your face.
And there's no graceful way to check and make sure that I'm still in the clear. Like, you have to really bend over. Like, okay, I think I'm still okay.
Do you ever find yourself just doing the little hand creep where you reach down there? And,
yeah. Make sure there's still fabric there.
Mm-hmm.
I got another pair already. I ordered them.
Yeah.
They came in the mail. So I have another fresh pair waiting in the wings. But this one.
But you're not going to sub those out until they're skin on skin?
Yeah. Huh. I'm going to ride these into the dirt. A lawn chair is a good town chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my old lawn chair. Hey, welcome to the Lawn Chair Prophets. I'm Garner Andrews. That guy right over there in the weird jeans that may or may not, he may have crotched in those jeans, is Bryce Kelly. Dangerously close.
Crotched is what you call it when you wear right through the fabric of your pants.
I've never felt more alive.
Is that a weight thing? Like, do really skinny people go through the inner thigh of their pants, or is that?
I assume that everyone gets to that point.
I mean, I have legs like telephone poles. I have legs like an Olympic speed skater, but I don't like the, my legs, I don't think my legs are fat, but I go through jeans all the time like that.
No, I think most people go through it.
Hmm.
I think it's just a real life struggle we all face.
Yeah.
But no one's talking about it. I'm going to champion this cause. We need to develop a denim strong enough to withstand the friction from your thighs.
Yeah, it was called Tough Skins, and I'm a lot older than you. When I was a kid, there was a brand of jeans called Tough Skins. Used to get them at the Army and Navy in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, where I grew up, where I was a young boy. And they were sort of like, they were the worst in that they were so stiff. It was like going to school in one of those police dog training suits. Like, you had no range of motion. And it took forever to break them in, but damn it anyway, you would never go through the crotch or the knees of your Tough Skins.
You'd think by 2020 we would have a flexible, breathable fabric.
No.
That won't expose me.
Are we going to talk about the have you ever been again? Are we going to do that?
Yes.
Is that what we're doing right now?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we started this last week when we talked about have you ever been hit by a train?
Have you ever been in a coma?
Have you ever been in a coma, which turns out is not as much fun as it sounds?
No. And, we were talking about it last week that would be a good weight loss program. Maybe, but it's a little hard to come out of the coma. Have you ever been mauled by a bear was one. And we hadn't talked to anybody who had ever been bitten by a snake. And that one, to me, is one of the most exciting ones. We've got a couple of people sitting on hold here right now. Go ahead.
I'm at a buddy's house and I'm holding his constrictor snake and it starts climbing around and it starts going inside my shirt. And I get a little bit excited and I say to him, this snake doesn't bite. And he said, oh no, it's a constrictor. And as soon as he said that, that thing bit me on the side of my ribs and I flung it across the room and that's the end of the story. It left 2 holes in the side of my chest here.
When you throw a snake across a room, like, does it, like, when it hits the wall, does it stick?
No, it didn't stick, but they were pretty mad at me.
Well, I would do the same. It would be a natural reaction to just sort of fling this thing.
Yeah, no, nobody was happy with me, but I was like, you said it didn't bite. What the?
Yeah. Okay, so it's a non-venomous bite, though, right?
No, it was non-venomous. I guess that was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to downplay. I'm not trying to dismiss your story, but, I mean, you're the clubhouse leader right now in Have You Ever Been Bit by a Snake? But the minute somebody calls in with
and
a story
has to
of
suck the venom.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you have to get your buddy to suck the venom out of your ribs, then that's a story.
Yeah, I'm glad it was my ribs.
Yeah. Ooh. Or not somewhere else. And then there's that old joke that's...
you're going to die.
Yeah, doctor says you're going to die. Yeah, it's a pretty good story.
It's not bad.
Like it'd be, you know, a constrictor typically does not take their prey down with its teeth. They squeeze the life out of you.
Yeah, and you were right to point out that it was not venomous.
Yeah.
Which does make it seem less scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get the image out of my head of him just hurling that snake across a room.
You know, in a cartoon, when something hits a window and then it sticks to the window for a moment and then it goes and slides down the window. I wonder if that's what happens when you throw a snake at a wall.
I picture it more as like that game people have in their backyards where you throw the two balls that are attached to a string.
Oh, ladder ball.
Yeah, ladder ball. And it's probably like that. You throw a snake across the room and it just coils around something.
Yeah, probably.
Wraps around a pole or something like that.
Yeah. That's probably the way it works out. Now, hang on just a second here. I want to talk to this person. Hello, what's your story?
Hi, I got a story about a venomous snake bite.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. We're just about to kick John to the curb, I think.
All right.
Okay, what's your story, pal?
I was hiking with a friend years ago. He was in front of me. We were climbing up the hill to do some rappelling. I seen this moss, well, it looked like moss, expand quite quickly, and it turned out to be a rattlesnake. I jumped back as it struck me and hit me in the shin. I have one fang bite scar on my shin from that experience.
That must be the most painful place in the world to get a tattoo or a snake bite.
True, yeah, it did sting, and it seemed to be... After years after, whenever I hit my shin, it was always on that same spot.
So when you get, did you have to go seek medical attention?
No. I checked it out. It just glanced off. It didn't puncture into the muscle. It just ricocheted off my shin bone. Hmm.
You didn't have to say to your buddy, you're going to need to suck the poison out of my shin.
No, I didn't have to.
Okay. Well, this is a venomous snake bite, but at the same time, it didn't puncture.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're the clubhouse leader.
Nice.
You know, it's a great story and everything right up until the point. I mean, he's still the clubhouse leader. Thank you, John, for being on the show, but you're dismissed. But Bernie... don't tell people that the snake just kind of grazed your shin bone.
Yeah, that really takes some of the meat out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tell people, I got bit by a rattlesnake. Live to tell the tale.
Yeah, exactly.
They say, where'd you get bit? And you'll just say your leg.
The shin is a part of your leg. You're not lying.
Yeah.
And don't tell people you didn't seek medical attention. Because I feel like when you walk into a hospital and you say, I've been bit by a poisonous snake. They drop everything and they've got you on that cart and they've got the guy straddling you doing CPR, even though you're still conscious.
Yeah.
Like that kind of move.
That would feel good.
Yeah. Unnecessary CPR. Quit it.
Come in for a leg injury.
Oh.
Getting your ribs broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. But having the rattlesnake bite your leg. Because if people, did you have to go to the doctor? Then you just say, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, you just gloss right over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way you're not lying, but you're not telling the truth. It's a fine line.
The Lawn Chair Profits, solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
So have you ever took on a life of its own? Suddenly people were like inventing scenarios and, you know, just because they had a fascinating story. This guy right here, hang on. Your text, have you ever been admitted to the ICU in Cancun with pancreatitis the night before your wedding and miss your own wedding?
Yeah.
Very, very specific, but no, I can't say I have.
Yeah, there's 55 of us down there.
Ooh. And so there was a fairly large financial commitment from everybody to be there.
Oh, yeah. And my wife was with her bridesmaids or whatever the night before. And at 3 in the morning, I had the ambulance come pick me up, and I was screaming out in the parking lot, and everyone could see me off the balcony.
Mm.
But they did refund us our $15,000 because I felt so bad.
They did? So, they refunded you?
Yeah. The hotel did, yeah.
So did you ever end up getting married, or was she like, enough of this? And
no, it'll be 7 years this July. And we took a 6-week holiday to Bali with that $15,000 for a honeymoon.
Yeah. Were the other guests upset that the wedding didn't go on and they had committed to being there?
Well, yeah, but they didn't do nothing instead.
I'm surprised that that girl still married him. You and, what do they say, 55 other people fly down to Cancun for a wedding. You've been probably thinking about it all year, and then suddenly the night before the wedding you come down with pancreatitis, if that's what it's called, and you can't go to your own wedding. Well, your girlfriend, your fiance, she's ready to get married. I'm surprised she didn't just grab some random from around the pool and marry somebody else.
She could have.
This guy's lucky. He's lucky that he still got married to that girl.
Yeah, that's a little weird when you have to break the news. Everyone's down there. Everyone's got their clothes ready to go.
Yeah.
You got to tell the resort.
Ooh.
A lot of steps that have to go into that. A lot of awkward steps.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been worse, though. Like, you could have been dumped.
We also heard from somebody else, and they were at a wedding down there, and was it the groom all of a sudden decided he didn't want to get married?
Well, it wasn't me, but my best friend went to a wedding in Jamaica for her cousin, and they were there for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden no one could find her cousin. Her cousin was a guy. And he flew back to Canada because he'd been having an affair with a woman that was like 15 years older than him. And he left everyone there and said he didn't want to get married.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's tough times for the jilted bride.
Well, yeah, like all his family's there and you're there. And like, oh my God, how embarrassing and awkward would that be? But yeah. My friend was like, oh, whatever, I was in Jamaica, like, it wasn't a big deal. Like, I was, you know, there are worse places to be stuck for stranded for a wedding.
How was the bride? Pretty tough to just head out to the swim-up bar after you've been dumped in Jamaica.
Yeah, I don't think she stayed. I think she pretty much left a couple of days after that, because everyone else stayed. They're like, well, we're here, so...
Ooh, harsh.
That is next level.
Yeah, it turns out he was involved, but he had a girlfriend back here somewhere.
Oof.
That he would way rather. But how do you let it go that far where you have two girlfriends and clearly you're involved with them enough to be marrying one and still with the other one? How do you go that far as to let the wedding be planned and everybody books their trip down to Mexico or wherever you're going? How does it get that far out of your control?
No kidding. And I'm trying to think as a guest, because I think if you're the person being dumped in this situation, it stings quite a bit.
Ooh,
but if you're a guest and you go down to a wedding like this and the wedding goes perfectly smooth, nothing goes wrong, that's an okay story.
You've kind of been cheated.
But you go down there and all of a sudden this drama breaks loose. And for the rest of the trip, everyone's just like, oh my God.
Did you hear what happened?
Have you heard from him? Then you have this great dramatic story to tell forever. So I think as a guest, this is actually best case scenario.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still not a big fan of the destination wedding, but I will tell you this. If I was going to a destination wedding, and you know how they always have the wedding like on day 4, day 5 or something like that, after you're really, really bloated from drinking beer all day long, and now on day 4 or 5, you got to put on a suit or some nice pants and go sit in the hot sun on the beach and watch somebody get married. I feel like I'd be okay with it if all of a sudden I got a note slipped under my door that said, by the way, the wedding's off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ooh, I don't have to put on those uncomfortable clothes.
Yeah, you're going to have to entertain yourself today.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, how am I going to do this? Swim up bar.
Yeah. The problem, too, though, if you've ever been at an all-inclusive resort where they do these destination weddings, everybody at the resort knows that you are there getting married because A, you tell everybody in the pool that you meet that you're getting married down there. And you're usually so loud and obnoxious, everybody knows, oh yeah, that's a wedding party. Then when all of a sudden the wedding doesn't happen, everybody on the resort knows that a wedding fell apart.
Mm.
Everybody knows.
Man, that's the kind of drama I crave.
Is it?
To watch from a distance, not to be in the eye of that storm.
Yeah.
Lawn Chair, don't care. Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets.
Well, in this day and age, too, I mean, the real stress, I think, is for people that were supposed to be getting married this summer. Now, all of a sudden, they can't because of, you know, coronavirus. And you can't have mass gatherings of people.
Oh, yeah, that's tricky.
So what is it, like, you know, 15 people?
Is yeah.
it something like that?
I think that's what they're expecting now is...
It depends. I mean, if you're listening to this 4 years from now, you're like, what?
We're at a point right now where it looks like 15 people. So forever, for the last 2 months, people have been forced to either postpone their weddings mm-hmm. or get married in their living room like some kind of bum.
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat. I would still get married. I mean, you're not getting married to have a party. That's just, it comes with it. You're getting, a wedding is about the marriage, Bryce. It's not about the wedding.
Mm. Wow.
Listen to the old timer.
That was deep.
Sure was. So I think you should still just go ahead with it. Just get a justice of the peace. I don't know. Maybe get your dog to witness it.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a party in a year whenever this thing dies off.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's how you do it. I mean, don't postpone committing yourself to the person you love just because you can't have a big party. Or is it because it's a... I don't want to say that. Do people have weddings because they want gifts?
Oh, I absolutely think they do.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I definitely think people do that.
I'm so old school that I just wanted a wedding because I was in love.
Of course.
I wanted to make it official.
I wouldn't suspect otherwise.
Fellas, my entire weekend was trimming a 200-person list down to 15 for our wedding.
Ooh.
Second uncles twice removed are pissed. Is that such a thing? A second uncle twice removed?
I'm sure it's somehow a thing.
Yeah, and it's like I said, you'd be better off just doing a Justice of the Peace thing this summer and then having a rager next summer or, you know, whenever we're out of the woods here, too.
That would make more sense. It'd be a lot easier to do it that way than to have to make 185 awkward phone calls being like,
yeah, remember sorry. That invitation I sent you in January? Yeah, you're going to need to shred that.
I know you said yes and you wanted the chicken, but how about instead of chicken, you get nothing? And instead of yes, it's a no.
And I sit here and I think, when it comes to trimming the guest list fat, how do you choose? And, you know, sure, some names are going to be way easier than others to scratch off that list. You know, names like Weird Uncle Wayne that only comes to town every 3 or 4 years and usually makes your mom cry within the first 2 hours. You know, that's an easy X. But what about your sweet elderly aunts that live together and may or may not be more than just roommates? You know, they're good people.
Yeah.
They're always interested in what's going on in your life. How do you put X's through your aunts?
Yeah. I feel like the first half of that would be easy to trim.
Mm-hmm.
And the second, the back nine of that cut.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Somebody else said, best decision I've ever made was to have a wedding that consisted of a photographer, officiant, my wife, and I. That's it. Everyone on our invite list just got photos. No need to get us a gift. Cost less than $1,000. That's one thing I've noticed. People love to brag about how cheap they got married.
Yeah. Both directions in a wedding. If it was a super big wedding, they won't stop talking about how big it was. Or if it was super small, yeah, they can't stop talking about how they did it on the cheap. And how it was way better.
Nobody ever talks about their average wedding of 120 guests. Yeah, we had an average-sized wedding. It's pretty average. Had an average cake.
Yeah. I don't want to brag, but we had 100 people there.
Yeah.
No, when you have just a handful of people, I guess that's a different way of doing it. Unorthodox.
Yeah. Hey, having the wedding celebration in a year is a good idea. That way, if it doesn't work out, you didn't buy them a Vitamix for nothing.
Ooh, that's true. If they can make it a year,
yeah, then you
maybe
get your
they've
Vitamix.
Got what it takes.
Yeah. Plus, you didn't waste a long weekend. That's one of my big regrets. I got married on a summer long weekend. I put my guests through that. I was so self-centered. You don't get married on a long weekend in summer when really there are only 8 weekends of summer here. That's it.
That's true.
Why did I suck up one and make people travel across Canada to be at that?
That's true. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
On one hand, I see, understand why it seems like a good idea on paper, but yeah, really, you're robbing people of a long weekend.
Garner and Bryce, my brother did that a few years ago, did the city hall wedding. Just as well, the marriage didn't work out, and in 4 months, they were done. Here's where it gets really messed up. His ex-wife got married to some other guy on what would have been their first anniversary. She got married twice in a year on the same day as her last marriage.
What? Wow.
Woo.
Whoa, I'm doing the math on that one.
Well, technically, it's a year and a day, I guess. But it was the same. She got she married two different guys on the same day.
Wow.
A year apart.
So she got married. They were together for four months.
It was over. Got divorced. That was fast.
Met someone new, dated them for a few months.
And then got married again.
Wow.
That's two Vitamixes, though. Good for her.
You know what I'm betting, though? The second one was the real one. You know? They're still together and they're happy.
You think so?
Yeah, she doesn't sound chaotic at all.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner and Bryce. It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Oh, hey there, bud. We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that. We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons. And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1,000,000 times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Garner, there's a lot of anger in the streets these days. People feeling the walls closing in on them as they're forced to stay at home. And everyone's mad about the virus and the pandemic. And we can't agree on a way to get through this together.
Can we just all admit that everybody's being a bit of a B word?
Yeah.
We face it head on every single day in our line of work. Why is everyone so angry?
Yeah. It's turning into Wang City out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Wangs. A lot of crying, a lot of complaining.
But there's weird things that set me off, though, that really,
yeah.
And I can't quite figure out what that is.
We need to go back to the simpler times when instead of just being mad at a virus,
mm-hmm.
we got mad irrationally at other things.
Yeah, the one thing I can think about, too, is it's like whenever people argue about, I'm doing air quotes, dangerous breed dogs, and you hear a radio talk show, somebody will always call in and they'll always go, there's no such thing as a bad dog, just bad dog owners.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're so profound. They think that they're so proud of themselves. They think they're so clever. That drives me nuts that there's no bad dogs, just bad dog owners. Or somebody who in an argument says, I guess we'll just agree to disagree. No, I'm not agreeing to that. I will fight you all day. That's you throwing in a towel when you say, we'll just agree to disagree, because I'm not done arguing yet. I will argue all day long.
Wow, these are things that set you off.
Yeah.
That's good. You see, doesn't it feel good to be angry at normal things again instead of just at a virus?
Yeah, there's other things that I'm even more angry about that seem really, really petty.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, man. Well, right now, one of the things that sets me off, there's a commercial on TV. I think it's for a bank. And it's this guy talking about how he was reading a story to his daughter, tucking his daughter into bed, reading her a story. And she said something about, I want to see the sky. So then the dad was just frazzled, trying to figure out how on earth can I get a skylight installed in my daughter's room.
So she can just on a whim see the sky.
Yeah.
I know the commercial you're talking about, and it's funny you should bring this up. I had the same thought.
Every time I see it, I just see red because I'm like, why can't you just say no to your daughter?
Yeah, you don't get a skylight. No. There will be no skylight in your room.
You know the cost it would be to install a skylight?
Oh,
forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it. This daughter's so selfish, and she's going to grow up so entitled. I want to see the sky. Well, look out the window.
Yeah, or go outside tomorrow when it's light out. You can see the sky all day long.
Yeah. His dad just can't say no to his daughter. And what's funny is I've seen a couple other people start to rant and rave about this thing. I don't think I'm alone.
No, you're not.
I hate this commercial.
Yeah, and it's funny because this will be the girl who at 19 years old, 20 years old, when she finally breaks free of the nest, and she goes, the first time she hears the word no, she's going to have a meltdown. She's going to flip a table in a restaurant because she doesn't know what this word no is.
Yeah. She applies to a university and gets rejected. How do you think that's going to go? All because of this skylight incident. This dad needs to smarten up.
He's an enabler.
He is. That sets me off.
You want to hear the thing that really sets me off?
Yeah, sure.
Does this make people angry, though, listen to us talk about what makes us angry?
No. I think it's nice to get angry at something else.
I'm going to be angry at Heart Hands. I can't freaking stand Heart Hands.
Oh, when people put their hands together.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Here it is, Bryce.
We're in this together.
Here's my Heart Hands. This means I love you. This means I care. Oh, my God. The people who do Heart Hands, they're just like the people who say there's no such thing as bad dogs, just bad dog owners. They think they're exceptionally clever because they can do this. Look, a heart.
So deep.
Yeah.
It's so deep.
And it's, you think about it, too. It's like, you're flashing me Heart Hands, and you don't really love me. You're just the company that fixed my screen door. You know, if your company has Heart Hands in their advertising materials, I feel like your company is not offering a product or service I can use. You know who loves Heart Hands? The radio station that plays today's light favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of their ads has Heart Hands in it.
Yeah. Doesn't really work for an investment firm.
No.
Like Heart Hands.
What are you going to do one day? And I know what's going to happen. We're going to have to get our pictures taken for something. And it's going to be a group shot. And whoever's directing the photography or the photographer themselves is going to say, okay, everybody, Heart Hands. What are you going to do?
Hands in pockets.
Me too. I don't know. I would hate myself, I think, forever if I ever flashed Heart Hands.
No, I've never done Heart Hands before. I've never dabbed before.
No.
I've never done any of those things. I refuse because I know one day there will be a photo and everyone's going to be doing it and everyone's going to be, oh, look at how dumb we were. Oh, why do we think that was cool? And I'll be the one standing there being like, not me.
Oh.
I knew you were crazy from the get-go.
What was that video called? And I think you and I are in the video somewhere.
Oh, the dance one.
Where it's... What is that called? The something, the Harlem Shake?
Harlem Shake.
There is a video, and I don't know if it's still on YouTube or not, but you and I are in it doing the Harlem Shake because we got cajoled. We got pressured into being in this video.
Yeah, see, and I already live with regret, and that was probably, what, 5 years ago?
10?
And I'm
longer than 5.
And I'm just filled with regret.
Because that Harlem Shake is Heart Hands.
Yeah, they don't stand the test of time. And you're just making yourself look like you're following the trends.
Mm-hmm.
I swim upstream. I'm the salmon of online trends.
You sure are.
And that's what I always say.
What else you got there?
Okay, so this one actually happened the other day where someone used my driveway to turn around. And I got furious because they drove over a little sliver of grass.
Ooh, how selfish.
I was irate. My sweetie didn't seem as angry about it as I was.
And that makes it only worse when the other person's anger and outrage doesn't match yours. When they start going, oh, whatever. Like I told my wife about getting yelled at in the grocery store yesterday. And she's like, why don't you settle down a bit? Like, because he pulled his mask off and he was spitting everywhere. He was yelling at me. You know, that's, so I get what you're saying, Bryce, is that when her outrage does not match yours, it just pushes you further over the edge.
It's just pouring gas onto my rage fires. Yeah, I saw this white car come and turn around in my driveway, and you just feel so violated.
Yeah,
it's like, that driveway's not for you.
You came into my home. You didn't bring a bottle of wine or a jellied salad, and you left. That's basically what it is.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Dirty, muddy tires driving over my grass that I neglect to cut. How dare you? How dare you?
Thanks for listening to the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of the Lawn Chair Profits enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Ooh, mystery candy.